You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for Keeping Up with the Kardashians. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Keeping Up with the Kardashians news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Hey, everybody, I'm Jackie Moran, and I am back from Europe. I'm sorry I missed you guys last week, but of course, what is the first thing I do when I get home? I get caught up on my Kardashians, and I'm so happy to have Mari Fagel joining me tonight. Hey, Mari.
Hi, Jackie. Can't wait to break it all down.
I know. Another visit to the doctor, and Chris being the manager that she is, turning her bladder problem into a business venture. So we will break down this episode, and again, here we go with like these storylines. As we said, there's this storyline A and storyline B continuing for the season as a trend here. One story being the girls and them getting a little spoiled and wanting to teach them a lesson, and the other being Chris's bladder problem. So, I don't know. The psoriasis was, I think, a much more emotional kind of thing, but now we have the bladder problem going on. What did you make of this whole storyline about her bladder problem?
Hey, guys, can I jump in real quick? This is Phil, by the way.
Hey, Phil.
Hey, guys. So, I want to, A, congratulate you on being the first show to ever broadcast out of Studio B here at AfterBuzz TV. We initially weren't going to do it until later, which is why, unfortunately, it's not streaming live right now. But for those of you who are listening to it, you are listening to it on archive, but it will be available on Ustream still, and iTunes, of course, as well, and Stitcher and all those great platforms. And I just want to say Studio B will have streaming capabilities in the coming weeks, but I do want to congratulate you on bursting the Studio B bubble.
Oh, I love it. Mar, you hear that? We bursted the bubble of Studio B.
I'm glad that we are the inaugural show for the studio.
Yes, and what an amazing show to be. Anyways,
talking about bladder control issues, Phil. If you want to stick around, you're more than welcome.
Oh, you know I'm sticking around, Jackie.
But I think Mari and I can handle it, right, Mari?
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm proud to be bursting the Studio B bubble, and Chris is bursting her bubble on tonight's episode, so it all makes sense. And how did you feel about, well, obviously, she's not lying about the problem, but how do you feel about them turning this into a storyline this week?
I have to say, and my mom's going to kill me if she listens to this show, but I was actually just talking with my sister because, you know, 2 weeks ago when they were talking about Bruce Jenner's hearing problem, and I was like, oh my God, that's just like my dad. We have the same issue. And then I guess my sister saw the previews for this week, and she called me. She was like, is their family our family? Like, what is going on? Because my mom's going to kill me, but she tends to, if she is laughing very hard at something that, you know, I don't know, that she finds funny, she tends to have a similar problem. So she'd kill me if she heard that I was saying this on there, but my sister literally called me and was like, oh my God, first Bruce is hearing, and my dad's name is Bruce, and he has terrible hearing, and then Chris's bladder, it was like, they are literally mimicking my family. So I loved the storyline. I thought it was hysterical. I love Chloe as always. I love her pranks. Chloe is by far my favorite sister, and although she went a little far with not letting Chris out of the booth, I love that they were sticking the pads on her at the end, and she just always has a good time with it.
I know. That was like, Chloe is always there to sort of push everybody's buttons, so to speak, and you gotta love her for it. And I love that you called your mom out on AfterBuzz in Studio B for the inaugural episode, telling everyone, revealing your mom's bladder problem. Please forgive us, but it makes for good chat here. And no, I feel like everybody can relate to, possibly know somebody that they can relate to with this. And it was lighthearted and funny. At the same time, I feel like, I almost feel like they, you know, had the butt x-ray and now they have the psoriasis, which was, I think, you know, more serious. They had, you know, the hospital with the appendix and, you know, I feel like they're, do you sense this theme of like these doctor visits all of a sudden? I feel like they're like, all right, what else can we do at the doctor? But I guess that's very relatable, right?
Well, with Rob's appendix and with Kim's psoriasis, neither of those could have been planned. So it is, like, it does seem a little odd, but neither of those, like, could have been planned. So I don't think that it's really that much scripting. They make things more dramatic, for sure. I mean, last week's psoriasis episode was, like, the most dramatic music ever. It was hysterical.
Yeah. And, you know, I feel like they even played that up with the shoot and, you know, is she going to show up and, you know, all of that. But, you know, the only thing I'll say is the whole thing made me laugh, from Chloe calling her out in the store, calling it the yellow collection and that she should get yellow sunglasses, to, I guess, taking it a step too far in the booth and, you know, talking leaky vaginas and all that. I don't want to repeat that, but, you know, the only thing I'll say is at the end, when I realized that it was all leading up to the deal and the photo shoot and the endorsement, I was like, oh my God, they totally had me going here, because it made me realize once again that it was perfectly planned out to lead right into another deal, momager that she is. Did that kind of bother you at the end, that you realized it was all sort of playing into this endorsement deal?
No, it didn't bother me, because that's Kris Jenner. She sees an opportunity and she goes after it. The only thing I thought was weird was, how come then, why did they blur out the name of the product? If she's there to endorse it, why could she never mention the name, and why did they blur out the product? Is it that I'm guessing maybe it's that the ads haven't hit yet and they wanted to, like, save it until the ads hit. I don't know. Or the deal went bad. I don't know.
Coming from a background sort of in this and knowing how it works with brands and saying them on other shows, it is a very, very touchy subject. Even if that brand knows that they're even if that's part of the strategic marketing, so to speak, there's a lot of rules that go into naming names on certain productions. So I have a feeling, whether it had to do with the timing of the episode release or just the fact that it just gets more complicated to say the name on the show, it definitely makes sense. And I guess they were just still hoping that people would get it and see the ads and put it all together and know that it would lead to more business for them. So, but you're right. It's kind of like it was all planned. I realized at the end that it was all planned around plugging this deal, yet they didn't even plug it. So kind of defeated the purpose. But it is a touchy subject as far as being able to name brands on other shows and things like that. So even at past meetings, you remember, like, that startup business where the girls didn't show up and they didn't name any names. It tends to be very tough to actually name brands on reality shows or certain types of television shows. So,
yeah,
I guess that makes sense. But all in all, I leave it to Kris at the end. I was like, I shouldn't have been surprised, but what did you think of the photo shoot?
I thought, if it were me, I think it would be a little bit embarrassing. And I don't know if I would want to rep a product like that, but hey, she's embracing it and she's taking advantage of the opportunity. So good for her.
Right. You know, I have to say, what I like about her is exactly the same thing that I don't like about her is she sort of puts it out there and she's very bold and very all about business. And you know what, though? As I say in our other show that we love hosting together with the Roni gals, I like when people put it all out there. And you have to give her credit for that. She definitely, you know, puts herself out there. You know, Chloe obviously gets it from her. She doesn't hide what she's doing, and she's very upfront about it. And I think she actually is a good example, the way she sort of treated the problem and was like, you know, whatever, I'm going to deal with it kind of thing. And just her strength and turning it into a business venture, she ends up being a good example in a way, because her strong personality proved well in this situation.
The only thing I didn't get is when in the clothing store, Chloe was, you know, making fun of her and talking about her bladder problem. Chris said, you know, it's really embarrassing when in front of strangers and practical strangers, she brings up my personal business. But isn't that exactly what they do every week on their reality show? So it's like that argument no longer works when you're in a reality show.
Right. And she totally embraced it at the end and turned it into a business deal and put it out there. So that, to me, you're right. I am glad you called that out, because to me that's just kind of a dramatic scene, and Chris turning it into, you know, by being embarrassed and, oh my gosh, you know, that's turning it into just drama, drama, drama. But it really, you're right. The story, that doesn't even make sense based on the fact that the show is based on that. So good call on that one. But, you know, that's Chris for you. She's obviously all about making dramatic television. So I thought it was a little forced at times, but I give it a pass because I did like, you know, sort of her, the way she handled it in the end. So the other main storyline of the night, which again also seemed a little forced to me, like what isn't forced on the show, right, is the Bruce with the girls. You know, it all started with the helipark, and he gets the call about the credit card, and actually also at the dinner table when Kylie, did you find that whole scene weird when Kylie like jumped on Chris's lap and then was like being all frenetic and like, I'm going to get up and go with my friends. I don't know. I just, the whole scene, all of a sudden she just came out as like a spoiled girl, but I feel like I've never seen that in her before. So I don't know if it was forced or not, or if she really, or if the girls really do act like that. What was your take on that?
They're teenagers, so I don't think that was forced. They're teenagers. They're growing up. They're 13 and 50 years old, and they're starting to act out.
Yeah. Well, yeah, totally. Listen, I've been there. My mom chased me around the table saying, you're not allowed to go out to the movies. I've done that exact same thing, so that's definitely a realistic situation, and I can totally relate to that. So then the credit card comes in, and Bruce gets the call that the girls went shopping. And, hey, you know, sorry, but power to them, because I always love a good shopping experience if they're not my daughters. So, but you could obviously understand why Bruce would be upset. So he obviously, that sets up that he wants to take the girls to the homeless shelter and teach them the value of money and sort of open their eyes to the other side of life. And, you know, I think it is a great experience to do something like that. I don't know about you, but I actually had field trips where you sort of see that in school, and it really does sort of open your eyes at that age. It's really important. Do you agree? Like, I feel like that it was, whether it was fixed or not. I totally agree.
And what I like about it is it was forced. It is produced. Like, hey, let's have them go here. But I'm so much happier when things like that are brought into a reality show, as opposed to the, you know, selfish drama of Kim psoriasis. I love it when their reality show, and they do a good job of this on the Kardashians, like when they went to New Orleans and, you know, when they did the charity boxing game, when they put the spotlight on an organization or a charity or something like that, there could always be nothing but good coming from that. So while that was clearly produced, the producer saying, okay, here is a segment, let's take the girls to a homeless shelter in downtown LA, Guess what? Now that homeless shelter in downtown LA has a little bit more spotlight on them, a little bit more press, and if after seeing the show some viewers decide they want to donate to that shelter or they want to visit it, or even that girl who they met gets a little touch of fame because the Kardashians filmed in her room and she got to meet them, and that makes her happy, you know? So I think that that is great, even though it was produced. I think any time that they get to shine a spotlight on any sort of organization is a wonderful use of their platform and a wonderful use of the reality show.
I totally, totally agree. No matter what, even if you know that they were, okay, ready, action, even if you felt like they were doing that, the message and what came out of it and the genuine bond that with them going down the slide and the girls seeing where they live and eating the food and, you know, exchanging phone numbers, everything about it was just, you know, I agree. I love seeing that, and I love knowing that it might help people. And yeah, more than even teaching Kylie and Kendall something, I really just think that it will bring to light that situation, and you're right, it will help them and make them, you know, make their whole year, basically, that they were on national television with the Kardashians. Now, here's my question. Do you think that these girls knew who they were?
Yes.
Because honestly, at the beginning, when I didn't really, Courtney wasn't as prominent in the scene, I wondered to myself, with the two younger girls, would they even know who they were, you know? But with the TV
cameras, they may not know them by seeing them on the street, but the fact that a bunch of cameras and producers all of a sudden came into their homeless shelter and they'll say, hey, what is this? They'll say, oh, we're filming for Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Then at that point, they know what it is.
Yeah, I obviously they know it's being filmed and everything like that, but I would love to know if they were fans or, you know, like if they knew who, like if they followed the Kardashians, because it's very likely that they might not have televisions and they might not be able to do that, you know. But, you know, because it would make a huge difference if, like, Brad Pitt or Jennifer Aniston walked into, you know, meet me, knowing and idolizing them. I would love to know if the girls sort of looked up to them at all, which would make it even that much more special. But, you know, I just love the whole scene, and I definitely, you know, I thought it was great that Courtney was there, and, you know, the older sister thing really came into play in this episode, I think, with the girls in the kitchen and, you know, sort of even last week with the whole sex talk thing and everything. I really feel like I'm getting more of a glimpse into their relationship with these younger sisters, which I feel like they're getting more prominent on the show. And it's a fine line whether they should be on the show and being highlighted, in my opinion, because they're so young. But at the same time, I kind of like seeing this new side of sort of new characters, so to speak, coming into the show. How do you feel about that?
They are so young, and it is difficult because those are some of their most difficult years, the most awkward years. You can already see Kylie, and, you know, she has her skin problems, and, you know, the fact that she went on birth control, and that's, like, on national television, like, that's embarrassing in itself. So those years are so awkward that I don't necessarily think they should be on the show, but it is setting them up for later in life. They're not... I don't know. I don't really think they should be on the show, just like Courtney keeps Mason off the show, which I think is a very good decision, because she said, like, it's not his decision to be on the show. He was just born into this family. It's not their decision to be in, to have their lives filmed 24 hours. So I don't necessarily believe that they should be on the reality show, but it's interesting to see them.
Right. My thing is sort of, being in the modeling business and knowing what sort of that kind of world does to younger girls. My thing is, at that age, you know, I'm sure you're like this too, Mari, you're ready to get into things and you think you know everything and you think you're mature and developed, but you learn as time goes on that, oh, I guess I really wasn't, you know, you sort of learn as time goes on that maybe you're not as mature and, you know, you obviously think more of yourself at that age. So that's kind of like my thing with them, is they probably think it's really cool, and even them jump roping with their friends in the beginning, and the first of all, in the hallway having a huge jump rope session, like what other house can you do that in the hallway, which obviously started the whole pee syndrome thing. But, you know, they probably think it's really cool with their friends that they're on TV, and but at the same time, I do get worried about those girls, and as much as I like seeing it, the other side of me says that's why I'm so torn, because I really just do think they're so impressionable and so young, and they don't really know what's going on. You can even see it in the couple of scenes where they were acting out that, you know, they don't know, they're not coming off great on TV when they act like that, you know, and that's why when you're that age, you don't really know that stuff yet. So I do sort of, as the protective side of me says they shouldn't be on it, but I also, as a viewer, like seeing it. So it kind of goes back and forth for me. But something else that I want to see more of, which we got just the slightest taste of, was the little scene with Kim and Chris taking their little walk. And what was it, like a 30-second scene where he took her on that trail. And I liked how she goes, carry me, and he goes, I can't. That was kind of he's a sports guy. He should be able to carry her. But
no, I think it's good because she said, carry me. She didn't want to walk barefoot on it. And it's like, he's like, just walk barefoot. That's kind of what I got from that. So it's like, good. But it is interesting seeing them on the show. I'm still trying to figure him out because it takes a certain type of guy to be comfortable with being on a reality television show and to be comfortable with dating, becoming engaged to, and then marrying a reality star. And so I'm most curious about him, and I want to see more of him only because I can't figure him out. I don't know, is he a good guy? Is there something else in it for him? I don't know. And so that was such a short glimpse, but it is interesting. He does seem to care about her, but I don't know. I'm a little hesitant.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is he's as popular as he may be in the sports world, to be on television is a totally different thing. And to sort of act yourself and show your personality, it doesn't come easily to everybody. You can be a celebrity and not be good at doing the reality TV thing. And so my thing is, whenever he's on, you're right, like, he doesn't really give that much of himself to really show his personality, and that could just be that he's green in this world, but, you know, he says the line, like, the most beautiful spot for the most beautiful girl I know, and you could take that one of two ways. It could be cute and corny, or it could be sort of a line where you get a little worried, like, is he a sweet talker? Like, what's he about? And things are moving so quickly with them, obviously. They're not even up to anything with them getting serious. It's like barely starting on the show, yet all this wedding talk is going on. And so it's really, you're right, it's hard to gauge what their relationship is about. And, you know, I hope based on the scenes for the series in the beginning of the premieres, you saw that he was in, you know, the Bora Bora scenes and things like that. So you know there's more to come, but I'm waiting for it. I want more.
I totally agree.
So, you know, I don't know what you take from this little scene, but, you know, don't you feel like they should be showing them more, or do you think they were too busy, they didn't want to be filmed? Like, what is your take on that?
Yeah, maybe she's putting her foot down and saying, like, you know, you can only film so much of this, which I don't know about that because he did get to have his whole proposal filmed, and they are going to have their whole wedding filmed, I'm sure. So, I don't know. We'll see more of them. The producers clearly know that that's going to be a very interesting part for viewers. Maybe they're holding out.
Right. They're sort of pacing themselves. But I kind of get the feeling with all of the couples that the appearances of the older girls now, Khloé, Courtney, and Kim, are really getting very scattered. And, you know, I don't know if, as you just said, is it their choice? Is it that they're too busy and they can't show what the stuff they're doing? as you said, they blurred out the name of the endorsement deal. Like, can they just not be filmed with what they're doing? Like, I just feel like the girls are getting very scattered in their appearances on the show. And it also leads me to wonder, like, what is the future of this show? Like, the huge Kim and Chris wedding is obviously going to be the talk of the town and makes this whole season, but it's just the forced sort of scenes and the little bits here and there. I'm just starting to wonder, like, what is that going to lead this show into if it's getting more and more scattered?
They've come up with a formula that works. They produce certain segments, and that allows the girls to have their own lives outside of reality, outside of the cameras and outside of the reality show. So if they've come up with a formula that works, like, hey, this week we're going to film Kim, psoriasis, so Chloe and Courtney, like, you guys have a break. Hey, next week, Chloe, we need you to, like, come in, talk to the girls about sex, you know. Courtney, you go, this is your time to be with Mason off camera. You know what I mean? Like, they got it down to a formula, and that helps them to lead a more balanced life. I don't think they need to show themselves on camera as much as the earlier seasons, because before they were trying to establish themselves. They're established now, so, and they're traveling, and they're doing their own thing, and they have their own families, and Chloe has her own spinoff show. Like, they do spinoff shows, too, so, you know, I don't think this one, this show is more based on the Kardashian family, being Chris, being Bruce, being the younger ones. Chloe and Lamar, that's when it was all about Chloe. You know, Courtney and Kim in New York, that was when it was about them. So, you know, all the shows have their own little features.
Right. Yeah, it's definitely turning into a schedule that I think is, they have that privilege now that they're so successful to sort of balance their lives, and they deserve that, obviously. You need to be able to have a life outside of the reality aspect of it. But I just wonder for the viewers, as a viewer, as you know, Pat Lambert and I have said in the past, I'd like to see more, not just that formula. I'd like to see a bit more realness to the reality, if that makes any sense. So, you know, it definitely works for them, but as a viewer, I would love to see more realistic, just sort of not so planned. I would love to just feel like it's kind of naturally just being them being followed, but I guess with life now and the way they are and the stage they're at, it's kind of tough to do that. So I guess we have to take what we can get for now. But there's definitely plenty of it with the big, big, big wedding coming up. And, of course, the bits and pieces hopefully will grow into one giant monster because they are filming this huge wedding. And, of course, that's what all of the news and gossip will be based around this week. So before we get to that, let's go to a quick commercial.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729.
256-1729.
This television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729.
424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig will come out.
When the TV show is over, get your AfterBuzz on.
Okay, well, this is a very important news and gossip report because it is the first from Studio B.
Jackie. Studio B is all about having fun. I thought I'd mix it up like DJ Jesse. And we're getting right into news and gossip. Now, I don't get applauded for my efforts.
You do. I love the music. Give it to me, Phil.
All right, let's go to news and gossip.
All right, I'm sorry. I ruined the DJ Jesse music moment.
No. It's no big.
But I was excited.
TV News.
I was so excited for the first news and gossip out of Studio B, I couldn't help myself. So, Kim Kardashian celebrates with her star-studded bridal shower and, of course, invited her closest friends, family members, and the entire E! Camera crew, what else is new, to her mother's Calabasas home on Saturday afternoon to celebrate the shower. And it was filled with the likes of Demi Lovato, Serena Williams, former Spice Girl Melanie Brown, Brittany Gastineau, and Rachel Ray, who devised the menu. And in true Kardashian style, there were wedding gifts galore, party favors daintily wrapped in pink boxes tied with very cute bows, which I don't know if you saw those, Mari, but very cute. So ladies, that's good inspiration there. Champagne was flowing, and there was even a slip about Kardashian babies. Mom Kris started off the festivities by saying, "Welcome to Kimberly Kardashian's almost Humphrey's fabulous, oh, I almost said baby shower, wishful thinking wedding shower." So a little slip there. But one very
wait, now, Phil, correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't Maria attend the bridal shower? Because if she did, we should ask her if she has any scoop she can share.
Yes, she did attend. And you know what? I don't think, she's not here right now because she's about to do Breaking Bad. And I don't know if she can share too much. But maybe after the fact, once the wedding and all that, she can kind of give us the whole scoop. Will that be too late? Will the show still be airing when the wedding happens?
Yes, August could be airing. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, well, she will definitely... I'll ask her. I'm going to push her to really give us the scoop because she is invited. And I don't know if I'm giving away that right there, and I'm going to be in trouble for that. But there you have it, AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
We
come on.
Are breaking it down.
Invitation firsthand.
Here's the thing. I mean, who doesn't know that Kim and Maria are friends? So come on. There's no way Maria wasn't invited.
I tweeted about it, which is how I knew. So if she tweets about it, then it's okay.
There you go.
Don't worry, Phil. We'll protect you.
All right.
Yeah, we need that inside scoop from Maria. I didn't want to call her out, but I'm glad you did, Phil and Mari. But once that wedding is done, we are going to get that inside scoop, guys. So, Maria, please, we're begging you, hear our calls. But one little scoop that I have on the gifts, which I can share, is that one romantic gift that I really loved was a framed ticket from the basketball game where Kim first met her husband-to-be. I think that's very cute. And then, of course, what would a bridal shower be without a few racy gifts? And Kris was there to pluck out a pair of furry handcuffs and slap one on Kim's wrist, which was really cute if you saw the pictures online. But I would have loved to have been firsthand witnessing this. Maria is so lucky. And what do you think of the little gifts, the racy and the cute?
I think that's expected of any wedding. But last week I joked to our viewers, because you were in Europe and I wasn't able to host the show, that we were off in celebration of Kim's bachelorette party, which I actually heard that she crashed Kris's bachelor party while they were both in Vegas. You know, she was at one club, he was at the other, and she crashed his. And some, you know, people talked about it, were asking, is that right? Like, you know, that's his final night, you know, or should she have crashed it? But I think that's okay. I think that's fun.
Yeah, you know, I saw that, and I think that here's the thing. With people like them, where they party, they have the ability to party so much, I don't really think it's a big deal. Like, in maybe some normal lives of normal people that don't have the ability to go to star-studded affairs and go out to Vegas, if it's your one and only shot, then yeah, I would say that's not right. But in this case, he has the ability to go out and party so much that I don't think it was a bad thing. And I actually think it was kind of cute, so... I'll give her a pass on that one. Now, on to another Vegas lover, Kardashian. Dancing with the Stars signed, well, Rob Kardashian. He's officially, according to TMZ, on board, despite concerns about the schedule conflicting with Kim's super mega wedding in August. We were TMZ reports that the two sides addressed the issue, hammered out a plan, and Rob signed on the dotted line, and he will be the second Kardashian to compete on the show. Of course, Kim hit the ballroom and was eliminated just 3 weeks into the competition. So what do you think? You think Rob has a shot at this or what?
I don't know. We'll have to see his moves, but I'm glad that he gets a little bit more of the spotlight because he hasn't even been in it at all the last two episodes. So I'm glad that he is getting his share of the spotlight and trying to make a name for himself.
Yeah, and he definitely goes to Vegas enough, so he hits up the clubs. He has to have a move or two. So I don't know. We'll see, but I think it'll be interesting. I always love to see guys if they can dance or not because I think it's easier for girls. But with the guys, you have to be the leader, and you really have to have that. You either have that rhythm or you don't. So I'm curious to see if he pulls through on that.
I certainly don't have rhythm, Jackie.
But you just played that awesome song, Phil.
Yeah, it doesn't mean I have rhythm.
Well, then we'll have to come out there and teach you some moves.
Well, I know, Mari, you're coming out for just in time for The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, right?
I know, I'm so thrilled. Jackie, I love that show so much that I texted Phil and Jesse and said, how perfect, because I'll be home in L.A. the first week of September, and Real Housewives of Beverly Hills premieres September 5th, and so I get to host in studio, and I'm thrilled. So I hope you're there to join me.
Oh, that's so awesome. Well, I love my Real Housewives, you know that, so that's great. I hope I can get into L.A. to join you, because I really need to come out there, and then I can teach you the moves, Phil. We'll be on hand to teach you live.
Oh, and not to take away too much from the news and gossip, but even you should, because in September we will be broadcasting live from the Emmys gift suite, and so you guys should definitely do that show there.
Oh, that's awesome!
Yeah.
When is that?
When are the Emmys again? So I would say mid-September, right? So it'd be like that Thursday and Friday, because that's when the gifting suites do their thing, and then the weekend is the Emmys, just like we did with MTV.
See how much is going on in Studio B tonight, guys? We're like talking Emmys. Studio B is rocking tonight. So that sounds awesome, Phil.
We're breaking all the AfterBuzz news.
That's right. All the upcoming stuff. You heard it here in Studio B. Where all the good stuff happens. Well, thanks, Phil, for that update. That's awesome, and we look forward to it, right, Mari?
I'm looking forward to it. Hope I can be there.
And speaking of invitations, another invitation came out. Big news that Kim's elegant and official wedding invitation was released, so I'm sure Maria's holding on to that one, if we can say that. You can finally mark the calendars like we didn't know already, and all-important dress code was another thing released on that. It read, Kris and Bruce Jenner request the pleasure of your company at the marriage of their daughter Kimberly Kardashian to Christopher Humphries. A very storybook invite made by Lair and Black, emblazoned with a double K insignia and housed in a gatefold case with a sturdy silver cardboard box. Very elegant, that was the theme. Of course, we know the wedding will be held on August 20th in Montecito, California, and the dress code, well, the guests have been asked to don black and white, black tie attire for the occasion, as if we'd expect anything less from those Kardashians. But I actually really did like the wedding invitation. I don't know about you, Mari, but I did think
it was beautiful, and I thought that Montecito is a good choice. It's a little bit of a destination wedding, so that'll be nice.
Yeah, and I really like the idea of sort of this black and white black tie rather than, you know, sort of it keeps it sleek and along with the theme. And I think it'll be really cool to see.
It is interesting because technically it's taboo for anyone to wear white who's not the bride. But I never really believe in that, but technically it is taboo.
Yeah, so that's something different, and we'll have to see what Maria's wearing, too. But that is all for your news and gossip for the Kardashians this week. Now, we have predictions. Do you have good music for us for the predictions? My creepy music that I love, Phil? I don't know.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
We got a new one for Studio B.
Oh, you got a new one. Okay, cool.
Here you go.
Wait,
again.
Play it one more time. I got to hear
it again.
Your
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Oh,
nice.
I like that. That's too short. I like the creepy futuristic music.
I was told I was getting complaints from you guys that it was too creepy, that you were weirded out, that it.
Yeah,
that
but
was...
we like being creepified.
All right.
I like that futuristic music.
All right, let me see what you guys get started, and I'll just cue it randomly.
Okay. Well, I'm very nervous because here comes the fall of Scott, or so we think, because coming next week is that sort of moment I think we're going to get where Scott's on the couch and we don't know what's going on, and he goes to Vegas and Courtney's very worried. So what do you think is going to happen with Scott going to Vegas, Mari?
I mean, I don't know. It looked like from the previews that he had a drink in his hand and he said something like, it's Vegas, how could I not? And I hate to see that happen, but I don't know. I feel so bad for him, though, because he's been on good behavior for a while now. And when I heard a couple episodes back that he was sleeping in separate bedrooms from her, I don't get it, because he really seems to be a good dad and to be back on track. And so, I don't know. So we'll have to see, but... He's always been one of the interesting characters to watch, and he hasn't been in the season barely at all, so it will be good to have him, you know, back on the show.
I agree. I keep saying this week after week. I like watching Scott, believe it or not, because when he was in... Oh, do I hear creepy music? Oh, I thought I heard creepy music. when he was in those bad sort of phases, of course, you're not going to like him, but I think he's... where he's come from has made him the interesting character and more likable now. So I really hope I don't go back to hating him, because you hated him, then you loved him, and now it looks like he might have some kind of a fall here. But I really hope, for the sake of past the show, entertainment value, just for the sake of his, you know, child and everything, that he doesn't really, anything serious comes up. But we're going to have to see, because they're definitely previewing to that. So I'm very much looking forward to seeing what happens with that.
I agree. So, we'll be back next week, and, you know, we'll see what happens, but I'm hoping for the best.
All right. I have one quick announcement, too. I teased Mari at the top of the show that I had a pretty big announcement, but are you guys ready for this?
I'm ready for the announcement. Can we get some drum roll music?
I'm not DJ Jesse. I'm lame.
Oh.
But I can make fake drum roll music.
Fake drum roll? I don't know how to do that.
Me neither.
You guys didn't hear that? That was Ben, our intern, making me drum roll music.
Nice.
All right. So you guys know about our After Buzzers of the Month award, right?
Oh,
I do know about that.
Yes. Well... we feel it's only the second month we've had this, but Mari has been here with us from the beginning. She has been both in L.A., and she has been our New York correspondent, like Jackie. And we felt it was time to award the work that Mari has put in. I mean, she was literally here from the ground up. Now, I mean, Jackie, you joined in, too, pretty much a few months into the project, but Mari... you know what? You've been here from the very, very beginning. And so, you know what? You are one of the After Buzzers of the Month. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Oh,
congrats,
Mari. Thank you. Thank you. Well, I've loved being here from the beginning. This was an idea that Kevin came to me with. He called me last summer. I remember it was my first day working at New York One. So it was July 6th, he called me and he said, I have this idea for this new media platform. And then Phil, you and I were like coming up with how we should outline the shows. And
oh, yes. By the way, you know
what?
AfterBuzz history right here. It was actually Mari and I who created the original format that still exists to this day.
Oh, my God, you
guys. Phil and I would be emailing back and forth last July as I was sitting watching, catching up on Mad Men, because I was going to host Mad Men, and then Jersey Shore craziness and all that started. And so I'm so happy to have been here from the beginning and seen it grow into the incredible new media platform it is now.
Aw, congrats, Mari. And I actually have to add in that as a co-host with you, you actually have taught me a lot about hosting, and you've been a great example for me coming onto the AfterBuzz team, and I look to you for sort of guidance on that. So you definitely deserve it, and I really wish you big congrats.
Oh, thank you, Jackie. That is so sweet. And I love hosting all the reality shows with you. So I hope you'll join us for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
I know. We are having such a love fest. I love it. Studio B is really, like, good energy going on here.
It is. And by the way, although, Jackie, unfortunately, you are not one of the AfterBuzz of the Month, fear not. That doesn't diminish any of the work you have done for us. You are amazing.
Oh, thanks, guys. Well, listen, I'm not nearly at Mari's level yet, but I hope to get there. I definitely do. And I enjoy working with you guys, so.
Well, we appreciate everything.
Very good.
Anything else to add, guys?
All right, guys.
No, I can't wait to join you same time, same place next week.
Yes, guys, we'll all be here next week with more love and more Kardashians.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.